Dein letzter Urlaub. Einfach unvergesslich. Aber die Bilder, die du gemacht hast, vergessen, verschollen, verstauben in deiner Handygalerie. Mach mehr aus deinen schönsten Erinnerungen. Zum Beispiel mit dem Aldi-Fotobuch. 24 Seiten inklusive für nur 7,99 Euro. Top-Qualität zum Tiefpreis. Entdecke jetzt viele weitere Fotoprodukte auf aldifotos.de oder in der Aldi-Foto-App. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam und die Black-Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem, mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30 Tage. PayPal es. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's show, comedian Brett Terhune stops by. It's coming up right after this.
Oh, you have your guitar.
If you want to get sick, sick real quick, romaine. People don't upset us. Stop pooping on the lettuce. Romaine. E. coli, E. coli, E. coli. Romaine.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. I'm Josh Arnold at the sidekick chair. Christy Lee is choking to death on a hard-boiled egg, and part of it, it's partially my fault. Chick McGee is having an explosive diarrhea. That's not my fault at all.
A little too much information, but all true.
There's Ace Cosby.
Hey.
Willie Griswold across the way.
Nothing dramatic going on with me at all.
No, feeling good at homeostasis and doing well.
Hey, there's whatever he wants to do is
there's Tom Griswold and Tom. We'll talk about a special guest this morning, huh?
Look at that beard.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Handsome.
Hello. That beard says, I'm a beard.
It's Brent Terhune.
I'm red and I'm a beard. Brent Terhune, he's got the pointy beard.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, I don't.
Yeah, it's kind of pointy.
Yeah, but I'm a bearded man.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay. People, I get a lot of comments on the internet because if you ever wanted to know anything about yourself, you just post a video on the internet and people will tell you about yourself. Somebody said I look like Yukon Cornelius never found Bigfoot. So that's
nice. Oh, Chick's back.
Do not go in there.
Oh, yeah. It's good to see you, sir. Does someone need to go check on Christy? Is she okay?
I don't think she is. She was really choking back.
She waved at me mid-choke, and I said hello.
I heard her coughing, but I think she's breathing.
Okay. Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
Maybe we should send someone there.
We're just at a, I think. Okay. It's fine.
We have been joined by comedian Brent Terhune in the studio.
Oh, good. Maybe he can help us with this London Marathon story.
Explain it to him.
Hi, Brent.
Hey, I can't wait. Please tell
according
me.
According to Guinness World Records, according to Guinness, several records.
You're not going
to
play the theme music?
Broken.
Oh, boy.
I would, but is there anybody listening that can help me repair my rotator cuff in my right shoulder? I'd really appreciate it.
I thought you already had that done.
Shut up, Josh. And I did, and it's torn again. And
is it really?
Please, someone help me. I can't even raise my arm to put my headphones on.
A jackin' and a whackin' and a tore it again. A jerkin' and a girkin' and a toe.
These are my friends. Yes, sir. According to Guinness, Brent... Several records broken at this year's London Marathon, including Ms. Charlie Fitton, most underpants worn during a marathon, female, 35.
35 pairs of underpants or 35 years old?
It just says female, 35. That's all it says.
Did she get off a flight or was getting on a flight? That's, you know, you got to, if you don't want to bring a suitcase, you wear all your clothes.
Oh, okay. More of an observation than a joke, really.
I'm thinking...
I'm an observationist. I'm not a...
I'm thinking it's 35 pair because, as you can see, this story was horribly written, but I'm trying to get through it.
See, the London Marathon, first of all, the guy almost set a world record.
What guy?
The winner.
Okay.
And
Jordan.
And some... see, here's my theory on all these.
Okay.
These are all kind of fun records. Like one guy was carrying a refrigerator.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. There's a record for that.
If you'd let me continue.
But I'm saying.
Is your refrigerator running?
Yeah.
Is that a joke?
Yeah. And then there's the one. What's the joke about Prince Andrew in the can? Well, that involves that Jeffrey guy. I'm sorry.
You're going to fit right in.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Go ahead, what do you got?
Jordan, somebody, fastest marathon wearing clogs, male division, 7 hours, 8 minutes.
That's going to hurt.
Sam Hammond, fastest marathon carrying a household appliance. Either they specify in the rules, but it doesn't specify what he was carrying.
No, but the rule, it's either
refrigerator. No, no.
It's a refrigerator.
If I handed in it, yeah. this into you, you would say, well, which
big difference.
Was it?
Is it between a handheld mixer?
Me, I would sit down and do some research and find out.
Well, which was it? Well, why didn't you? Which was it?
It was either a refrigerator or a washing machine.
That's...
That can't... How do we... What? Mm. It could be a toaster.
Mm.
A blender.
Well, that's... Right. So, that's not hard.
Well, that's our point here. We need to know what the appliance is.
Okay, the smallest appliance is a rice cooker. I know that because every wedding that I get the registry for, yeah. I always buy the rice cooker. Cheapest thing on there. Look at me.
I appreciate
nice.
You sending us the rice cooker, by the way.
That's a nice one. It sings a song when it's done cooking it.
I do, too.
Sam Hammond, fastest marathon carrying a household appliance, either a refrigerator or a washing machine. We don't know which it was, but it was either.
Oh, okay, but it was a refrigerator.
Gotcha. Well, that's insane. How does one man carry a refrigerator?
Oh, this guy's a badass. He's a Royal Marine.
Wow.
Look at this guy. Oh, yeah. He is a badass. And it's one of those mini fridges, but it's
It's not an actual refrigerator.
Yes,
it's a dorm fridge.
It's but a big dorm fridge. It's not the one that's the size of a microwave. It's like
a dorm fridge.
Like this guy looks like he could
does anyone
gut
remember,
a deer with his fingers.
I bet, yeah.
Does anyone remember when I said I was skipping the marathon story?
Yep, I do.
Everyone remembers that, right?
The fridge strapped to his back weighed in at almost 58 pounds.
That's not a refrigerator, though.
Yeah, it is.
No, you think refrigerator, you think
300
a household
pounds.
A household refrigerator. Oh, he strapped a car to it. Well, it was a case of Matchbox cars, but there were still cars.
So running a marathon with a bulky 58-pound device strapped to your back, that's a badass.
I don't know about that.
I don't know either.
I'm about 120 pounds heavier than this guy, and I run, so...
Whoa. You run where?
For the purposes of this joke. And so I'm carrying 120 pounds more than he is. He's only carrying an extra 58.
Yes, but
I'm stronger.
But he's running...
And that's every day.
He's running 26-plus miles. You're running 15 yards to your refrigerator.
You think I keep a refrigerator 15 yards from me?
Okay, sorry. By the way, he named his refrigerator. Oh, this will get you.
Oh, this will be. It better be William Perry.
This will be good.
Frigid Jones.
Oh, boy.
Boy, the wit just runs like molasses in this story, doesn't it?
I mean, there's so many classic British great comedies. You're going to go with Bridget Jones' Diary?
That is a classic British comedy.
Yeah.
You love that?
Love.
You love that to get poon. You don't really love
that. That is icing on the cake, my friends. Huh.
Thomas David Hall, fastest marathon dressed as a lifeguard. Whoop-dee-doo.
You know, that's a dumb one.
So he's wearing less clothing?
Yeah.
And less to carry.
How can he keep that up?
I think he carries one of those big foam things.
Well, the thing about it is he did it in slow motion like on Baywatch. So it was sort of a feat.
Fastest marathon dressed
in silence. My God.
Yeah, stone silence. Yeah, fastest marathon dressed in pajamas. A male. 2 hours, 46 minutes.
It's quick.
I saw bananas in pajamas.
Where were they running?
Down the stairs.
Okay.
I don't know how the bananas got in my pajamas.
Thank you, Brent.
Jack Meagan and Daniel Gallagher, fastest marathon with two runners.
Banging a woman at the same time.
On the bridge.
Handcuffed together.
Okay.
They should have been wearing orange.
But I don't think they were all four hands or just one hand at the side?
Right.
All four hands.
Was it the defiant one style?
All four
I'm
hands.
Sure it was
you got
just
something.
One.
No. One hand. Each of them had the
this
clasp.
Goes into the refrigerator. Well, it's a dorm fridge. Same thing. Well, they're handcuffed. Oh, they're just running side by side with their hands in the same area. Yeah. Oh, they're handcuffed. All right.
That'd be difficult. You've got to run at the exact same pace or you're going to be dragging the guy.
Fastest marathon dressed as a golfer.
Yeah, some of them are dumb, I admit it.
Fastest marathon carrying golf clubs. A golfer dressed as golfer and carrying golf clubs, two different people.
Well, the one guy had to be the caddy for the other guy.
Yeah, there you go. It only makes sense.
Now, I don't even get this one. Christy, maybe you'll know this.
What?
The fastest marathon wearing Wellington boots.
Oh, wellies? Sure.
That's very big.
They're very, yeah.
What are
yeah.
they?
You're going when to go out in the garden, you need your wellies.
Do you know what hunter boots are?
Get your wellies.
What?
Hunter boots?
No.
The rubber boots, the rain boots.
Doesn't Paddington wear them?
Yes, he does wear them.
No, I have yeah. some. There's some of those.
Right, the kids probably have them. I'm sure Kelly yeah. has some.
Yep.
Fastest marathon dressed as Lucha Libre, a wrestler.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
They had a mask on his face.
Big Boy, deal.
That's unbelievable. Yeah. Thank you, Christy. Big deal. Big effing deal.
See, the guy dressed, this is cool. The guy dressed as Big Ben.
Oh, really?
Hey. Don't jump ahead.
Okay, sorry.
Fastest marathon wearing a suit and dress.
Both?
At the same time?
There's no indication
What's
here.
This world coming
This
to?
Is just...
hell in a handbasket.
This whole thing is just slapped together. There's no thing that...
Josh, hell in a handbasket's actually the name of the performer that ran in the suit and the dress at the same time.
I should have known.
There has to be some amazing drag act out there called Hell in a Handbasket.
There are about two dozen.
Yes.
Helen in a handbasket. Okay.
Helena... handbag.
That's
okay.
what I Helena. Said.
No, I was trying to clarify because you mumbled through it.
Fastest marathon in a kung fu. You
I didn't know what you were going to say.
I didn't either.
Well, that's... How do you prove?
Fastest marathon dressed as a pirate, a female. Fastest marathon dressed as a body part. Does not specify what body part was dressed
Maybe a foot?
As.
You go faster.
Had to be like a boob or something, I would guess, right?
I would think something perhaps more phallic.
Like a penis?
That's pretty phallic.
That would be more phallic.
You ever see a non-phallic penis, Christy?
Okay, I don't get this one at all. Fastest marathon dressed as a glass. GLASS.
Like a glass of water.
Like a Pilsner? Like yeah,
someone has a big plastic glass around him, probably.
Plastic glass? That's
glass.
Not a thing.
That's not a glass. A glass is glass.
You don't need plastic glasses at your house?
Well, yeah but they're plastic glasses. They're not.
They're cups.
The guy has to drink
it. It can't be, by definition, a glass cannot be made of plastic.
Fastest. No, that's not by definition.
I think.
I think if you look under section two of the noun glass, it just means the container for liquid.
I give it up.
It doesn't have to be. You can have a metal glass.
This is all you're doing. You.
I just think they're having some fun with the London Marathon. They have to do something because they're not going to beat the Kenyans. So they got to do something fun.
Right. Is there a Kenyan marathon? And here we are, and they're off, and it's over.
Holy hell.
It's a sprint, not a marathon.
But sadly, nowhere near the record. Holy moly!
Did they send out a special memo saying, hey, we're going to try to break all these world records, dresses, this person, this person, this
they,
person?
They have a sort of a roster of weird categories you can do.
Whatever, okay. That's fun. Whatever this like. Is, it's every year, and everybody does this.
I bet it's a good time.
Yeah. The biggest category, worst teeth. That's a lot of...
And the 28th runner-up.
Imagine being the guy that trained your whole life to do this, and then you're just next to like a guy in a suit and a dress, dressed as a cup.
It's like Last Comic Standing.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, well, I'm not getting on, but old banana costume is.
Yeah. Guy's in a hot dog costume. He doesn't respect the stage.
We got a sumo wrestling story. You ready?
Sure.
Japan's Crying Baby Sumo Festival has returned for the first time since the pandemic. The traditional competition involves pairs of toddlers.
What?
Wearing ceremonial sumo aprons.
This is huge in Japan.
Oh, boy.
They're held up by their parents and face each other in the sumo... Oh, God. In the sumo ring, while staff wear demon masks to try to make the babies cry.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Lately, there's a lot of talk about things you shouldn't do in front of children. I think this should be the top of the list. You shouldn't dress up like a demon and make your baby fight another baby.
And the first kid to cry wins? Is that how
it works? First baby to cry is declared the winner.
And we wonder why they're all whacking it to tentacle porn. Because this is the stuff that happens.
64 babies participated in the ritual at Tokyo's Senzoji Temple this year. While some might frown upon... While everyone frowns on the practice, Shigemi Fuji, chairman of the Tourism Federation, explained, in Japan, we believe babies who cry powerfully also grow up to be very healthy.
All right. The
crying sumo is held at shrines and temples nationwide to, it says here, the delight of parents and onlookers.
See, that's what you want to worry about, not the crying baby, the parent who's laughing at the baby crying.
Yeah.
Making their babies cry.
My goodness.
Do they throw the rice out, too, before they scare them? Or,
is that a thing. Sumo thing?
Yeah, they throw rice out, don't
it's,
they?
It's salt.
Or weddings. They do that, too, at weddings, Tom.
I think they throw salt out onto the arena for good luck.
Let's give this
like
baby
that.
A handful of salt.
Yeah.
Well, different culture, different tradition.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd want to participate in it.
Would you put Willie out there and make him cry? Even now? Dress him up in a sumo and then...
Oh, no.
I think I could probably get into the featherweight area in sumo over there. I could probably put on some weight. I'd be happy to do that. That'd be a fun diet. Just drink, you know, Ben and Jerry's in the microwave.
Oh.
I'd love to go over there and see what that culture has to offer me.
If that's the case, I've been training for years.
Well, now, is that officially the end of sports?
Yes.
Okay. Sports are dead. We'll hand it back to Christy Lee at the news desk. What have we missed?
The Blackpool Zoo is trying to recruit a team of people to wear bird costumes.
Blackpool Zoo, what'd you do?
In order to scare away seagulls. The birds have been persistently stealing food from visitors and animal enclosures. The zoo says that the successful candidates will join the visitor services team as so-called seagull deterrents.
Is that right?
Those taking on the roles would need to be outgoing and comfortable wearing a bird costume, according to the ad.
These will be more effective than last year's dropped Cheeto costumes. The seagulls loved it.
So they're in effect scarecrows. They're scarecrows.
Yes, in effect, yes.
You get to go there and dress up as a giant bird.
And chase out the seagulls.
Okay.
Chick hates seagulls, Tom.
Yeah, he does.
We're the jackasses of the world. You're there, you're enjoying the day.
They're
you're
very helpful.
Listening
they're,
to the, here they come. And whatever you have, they feel like it's theirs.
They're scavengers. They're very
mine,
good.
Mine.
And you're not allowed to kill them.
Well... That's what they tried to tell me.
Sir, you're not allowed to do that. We told you this yesterday. So
I'm confused. So you're at a zoo.
Right.
and you're dressed up like a giant bird.
Right.
Do they tell, like, the bears that there's a person there?
Now, listen. We're going to have some people walking around today, bears.
I'm going to be inside the bear enclosure. Now, the bear knows I'm not really a giant bird that he can eat, right?
I don't think they put him in the bear enclosure. I don't know.
This would be one of those great Hallmark rom-coms, don't you think?
Well, who's in the suit, the guy or the girl? Are they both in suits?
That's a good question.
You don't want to cover up your main stars. That's the problem.
Yeah.
The money, yeah, the money makers.
It's like Pedro Pascal in Mandalorian. Let me see that beautiful mustache, man. Take the mask off.
When you were Foghorn Leghorn, did you ever flirt with any of the ladies dressed as Foghorn?
I'll say.
The cool thing about it was I could be greeting the children while looking at the moms.
Ah.
But
the boners got in the way.
Good God.
Thank you, Josh.
I need to stand behind the sun for a minute. Just for a quick second.
My eye! Foghorn has to take a break.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7 and...
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't...
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.